Hey, it's Lady A. obviously. You probably weren't expecting this in your inbox, and I'm sorry if this seems a little weird or sudden, but I read your DM on Reddit last night, and I felt like this was the best way to respond to it. Please don't share this with anyone else. Not that I think you would. But this is an audio for your ears only. Sorry as well if I kind of sound all over the place. I didn't get much sleep last night, if I'm honest. I kept rereading what you sent me, and it stayed on my mind, and I had a little trouble nodding off. Not that I want you to feel bad about it or anything, so please don't worry about it. I have the day off from work, so I'm gonna grab a nap later on. So, I've been posting audios on Reddit for some time now, under my old account and now this new one. And I've received a fair number of private messages over the years from all sorts of people who have enjoyed what they've heard. But I've never had a message that affected me in the same way that yours did last night. It's obvious you've been a long-time listener and had spent quite some time working up the courage to finally contact me. I know I can come across as quite intimidating in a lot of my audios. I mostly read scripts and play roles, and I guess what I'm trying to say is I understand and appreciate how difficult that must have been to send to me. Because you allowed yourself to be vulnerable with someone you've had a rather unconventional relationship with. For years, my words have caressed your ears. My voice has swirled inside you, comforting you, guiding you, exciting you. You've spent a lot of time with me, or at least a snapshot of me in time. But despite that, you saw me. You saw me. And I felt it, reading what you wrote. A lot of people believe that you need to meet someone in the flesh to be able to develop a connection with them. I'm not one of those people. I believe that just through text, audio, video, you can create a bond with someone that is just as real and significant and passionate as anything else. And if I didn't feel that way, I wouldn't be here, sending this to you, because your words wouldn't have done what they did to me last night. You made my heart skip a beat. I can't remember the last time I've had those kind of things said to me. About me. You looked right past my online persona, with its artificial confidence and augmented sense of authority, and you knew exactly what I needed to hear. Thank you. It means a lot to me. I felt less lonely last night because of you. Your words wrapped me up in a soft blanket, stroked my hair, and kissed my forehead. They made me feel valued. I've spent a lot of my life flittering in and out of other people's, and I always hope that I've left the positive mark on theirs. And I can already see that with you. I have. And it makes me happy. Having said that, I really don't want to say anything that will make you not want to respond to this message. Because I want you to. You awoke a fire in me last night. And I need you to tend the flame. Please say that you will. I hope to hear from you again. Take care. Bye.